Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2287, Moving for Good. And Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's Sive.rs. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, to help you live a more meaningful and positive life. Two posts today, so let's get right to them as we optimize your life. Moving for Good by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's Sive.rs. You are the way you are because of what you've experienced. Your country, family, town, random circumstances, and friends shaped the way you think. If you grew up on the other side of the world, you would have a different set of values and thought patterns. But if you keep experiencing the same things, your mind keeps its same patterns. Same input, same response. Your brain, which was once curious and growing, gets fixed into deep habits. Your values and opinions harden and resist change. If you don't flex, you lose your flexibility. You only really learn when you're surprised. Unless you're surprised, everything is fitting into your existing thought patterns. So to get smarter, you need to get surprised, think in new ways, and deeply understand different perspectives. With effort, you could do this from the comforts of home. But the most effective way to shake things up is to move across the world. Pick a place that's most unlike what you know, and go. This keeps you in a learning mindset. Previously mindless habits like buying groceries now keep your mind open, alert, and noticing new things. New arrivals in a culture often notice what the locals don't. Fish don't know they're in water. Don't think of yourself as visiting. Say that you've moved here and mean it. Commit, immerse, go native. Form deep friendships with locals, ask lots of questions, ask them to explain things and show you how it's done. When they state a fact, ask how they know. When they state an opinion, ask for examples. At first, their values and methods will feel wrong. You'll feel the urge to tell them how it could be better, meaning more like what you know. But try to understand a perspective where they are right and you are wrong. Eventually, you'll realize that your beliefs were not correct. They were just a quaint local culture of where you grew up. You are a product of your environment. Every country has a shared and working philosophy. Dive in and really try to understand it. This is one of the best things you can do for your brain. Stay immersed at least until you feel yourself saying we instead of they. Then, if you want to keep your brain actively learning and growing forever, keep moving across the world and immersing like this for the rest of your life. Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future, by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's Sive.rs. You have a goal you've been putting off. You want to do it someday. You've been meaning to take real action on it, but could use more motivation. Let it go. It's a bad goal. If it was a great goal, you would have jumped into action already. You wouldn't wait. Nothing would stop you. Goals are not to improve the future. The future doesn't really exist. It's only in our imagination. All that really exists is the present moment and what you do in it. Judge a goal by how well it changes your actions in the present moment. A bad goal makes you say, I want to do that someday. A great goal makes you take action immediately. A bad goal is foggy, vague, and distant. A great goal is so clear, specific, and close, you can almost touch it. This is crucial to keep you going. A bad goal makes you say, I'm not sure how to start. With a great goal, you know exactly what needs to be done next, even if it's just a phone call. A bad goal makes you say, let me sleep on it. A great goal makes you say, I can't sleep. I was up until 2 doing this, then got up at 7 to do it some more. A bad goal makes you say, that'd be nice. A great goal makes you say, oh my God, yes, that would be amazing. I can't wait. A bad goal makes you say, I'll do it as soon as I do this other stuff. A great goal is so interesting and important that you can't be distracted. Some goals seem great. They impress your friends. I'm going to bike across India. Satisfy an old wish. I want to go into space. Or are good for you. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. But unless it changes your actions right now, it's not a great goal. Find another variation that excites you. Lastly, remember that the daily actions have to be exciting too. Speak fluent Italian may sound nice, but take Italian lessons an hour a day for 2 years has to excite you just as much, or you'll never stick with it. You just listened to the posts titled Moving for Good and Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers, that's SIVE.RS. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'll leave it there for the middle of the week Wednesday show. Hope you're having a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day, where your optimal life awaits.